You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. And I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, Skalk Lowe, to take a look at today's market movements and try and make sense of them. Good evening, Skalk. I always knew you were the reason the markets would be having a day like this. I knew something was wrong. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. But now that I'm talking to you, I now realize what happened.
Why does it always have to be us? I mean, it's just you and me. You and I, we sort of just always bring this. How's the song go? What's the Beatles song? All you need is love. And I'm going to sort of take it a little bit further. All you need is love, but lower interest rate doesn't hurt.
Oh,
I mean, that's what the market is telling us, just globally. Because, I mean, let's be honest, Jimmy. I mean, we're looking at our market today. I mean, I know it's been horrible. I mean, 1.6% down on the JSE All Shares is hectic. And if you report to today, I mean, you're going to speak to, you know, all three of them. You know, Aspen down over 13%, Motors down close to 6%, and ShopRite also down close to 6%. And we're going to touch on that because I think this is important. You know, these results. And I'm not going to elaborate on all three of these companies because listeners are going to listen to you, you know, speaking to them directly, going straight to the source. What we did see today is we you know, firstly saw our, you know, economic data coming out, our GDP growth. And I thought it was really, really interesting because, I mean, we know there was no growth. Originally, it was negative growth in the first quarter of this year. Eventually, they restated it, and it was pretty much flat for the first quarter. And now came out second quarter, 0.4%. And I'm going to be honest with you, Jimmy, I'm a bit disappointed. And I know a lot of people say, come on, Skalk, I mean, it's difficult times, and you know, we you know, there's a lot of countries that's already struggling, right? A lot of countries that's actually gone into recessions. You know, 0.4% growth quarter on quarter is not that bad. Well, why is this quarter really an important quarter? Because this was the first quarter in many quarters where we didn't have a little thing called load shedding. It's 5 months now. It's 3 months. And you know, Reserve Bank Governor Kakanyaho is going to have a you know, horrible time because you really came out today or yesterday and stated that we shouldn't be too optimistic about interest rate hikes. He want to see, you know, they would like to see inflation being under control for a little bit longer. You know, one swallow does not make a summer. But the market is telling us a different thing. The market is telling us, you know, we need these interest rates now because even without load shedding, we only grew 0.4%. Now, let's just put it in perspective. Now, if we continue to grow only 0.4% for the final two quarters for this year, our growth is going to come in at 1.1%, more or less, give or take. I mean, that's I would say, a small little victory because the IMF still to date, with a recent report that came out in July, they say, well, they're seeing South Africa growing in 2024 at 0.9%. So 1.1 would be seen as a small little victory. But the Governor Kakanyaho also said that last year that, you know, load shedding pretty much cost us more or less 1.5% in GDP growth. And I would want to see this coming a little bit higher. So let's look at the figures. Unemployment rate last month came out 33.5%. I mean, that is crazy to think that more than a third of the country is sitting without jobs. Youth unemployment, 61%, you know, unemployment rate. And then let's just look at the how the population has grown, you know, for the past 8 years. That has come in 2%. You would like to see your GDP at least grow more than your population is growing. So, Governor Kakanyaho, please, I'm sitting with my fingers crossed on behalf of every listener out there and asking 19th September, just please. Just give us something.
Skalk, can we afford to go into the 19th of September and not come out of it with a rate cut? Assuming, of course, that we see a rate cut out of the US. I mean, we've all but likely penciled that in. Jerome Powell has said, look, he's kind of happy with the way inflation is moderating. So we're expecting a US rate cut. If we get the US rate cut and we don't get our cut, is our economy going to be able to keep going at that rate? Because that's a lot of pressure that's going to be still with the consumer.
I'd highly doubt it, Jimmy. I mean, let's just, you know, put what Jimmy just said in perspective. You know, when you look at the Fed CME tool, now that's a tool where they look at probabilities of a rate cut in the US. And as we currently stand, it's pretty much 100% that the US will be cutting their interest rates. Funny enough, a day before we make our announcement on the 18th of September, I think that's going to be very important. But anyway, 18th of September, now it's only a question of, are we going to see a quarter of a percentage, more or less 69% of the probabilities leaning towards a 0.25% drop in interest rates in the Fed, and let's go 31% currently leaning towards even a 0.5%. I would elaborate and say, well, I think, when I look at this and why this is important, I know we're going to run out of time, but when I look at these three companies, let's take the two most important ones, not in terms of importance, but just working with the consumer. I mean, when we look at Motus is in the car sales industry. They clearly mention that they're struggling. They say the economic conditions and the foreign exchange movements, you know, did impact them, and you know, margins are under pressure. Now, why is margins under pressure in the car industry? Well, if you can't sell a product, in this case, you know, if you can't sell cars, you're going to start selling those cars, you know, cheaper. To you know, get rid of them quicker, and ShopRite, same story. ShopRite actually came out, and both of these companies missed, you know, consensus headlines. So that's one of the things. And ShopRite mentioned economic pressures on the consumer may affect future sales. And again, that little word, profit margins. I don't think the Reserve Bank's got a choice. I mean, I do think that the 19th of September is going to be an important one. And the way the market, not only locally, because as we sit here, the US are taking an almighty club as well. They telling their Reserve Bank their central bank the same thing. We need to start seeing these interest rate be cut soon, and very, very soon for that matter.
Well, it's all in the hands of Africa's oldest central bank. I think we'll leave it at that. Skulk, you are right. We are out of time. These things are never long enough. But thank you as always for the time and for the insights. Skulk Lowe, wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, on some of the market movements throughout the day and where the pressure sits with the South African consumer and potentially with the global consumer.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.